Welcome back to the Popcorn Hour. I'm Matt. This is James. And today we're
talking... Are you sure that's right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And today we're discussing the movie Him. That was weird. Yeah. I don't know what just happened.
He didn't know how to say his own name for a minute.
I said my name first, and then in my mind, I said your name first. So then it just threw me off. This happens almost every single time, though. So, anyway, what have you been watching?
I watched Him yesterday with you, and then I watched Peacemaker today with you, and then I watched Now You See Me today with you.
Kind of. You fell asleep.
For the 5, like 10 minutes. I've seen the movie a lot of times.
Yeah.
I didn't log it. Give me a second.
Okay, I just logged it. I watched the same thing. So, in that order.
What did you give Now You See Me?
Actually, I didn't log it. Never mind.
I gave it 2 stars.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoyed it, though. It's been a while since I've seen it, but...
I'm going to give it 3 stars.
Did you bite your lip? What's going on there?
Yeah. I did. Okay. Yeah. I actually like Now You See Me. I like it. I think what I like about it is that they kind of tell you how the tricks are done. If they didn't, I probably wouldn't like it as much. If it was just completely mysterious, I definitely probably wouldn't like it this much. But because they kind of walked you through how all those cool tricks were done, I think it made it better for me.
I think it throws me off that it keeps switching the perspective.
Yes.
But somehow it works. Yeah. When it shouldn't, but it does. So.
Yeah. And then the twist at the end.
It's good.
Makes sense.
It's a good twist.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, you kind of see it coming, but then again, you kind of don't.
Yeah.
So
Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Yeah.
No one watched that.
Is it out?
It's been out.
Oh, is it?
The theater run is already done.
Oh.
Been done.
I didn't know it was already out. My eye itches so bad. Okay. What did you think of Peacemaker?
That felt so short. It felt like it started then ended.
Yeah, I'm kind of irritated with this season. The episodes are so short, and it makes it feel like nothing is happening, or there's very little time for something to build up to happen. Do you think...
Wait. Now You See Me 3 comes out in November.
Okay, never mind.
But I haven't seen any ads since...
Since we watched...
The beginning and middle of summer.
Oh, yeah.
That was a... Okay.
Probably get another trailer here soon. Did you think that Peacemaker's episode 6... highlighted well what James Gunn was saying about the last 3 episodes?
What did he say? Well,
that so he gave certain people access to the first 5 episodes, right? And then he was like, I'm keeping the last three close to the chest because a lot happens, and these 6 and 8 specifically are major episodes for the future of DC.
I think it's because this feels like the start of like a part like this feels like the start of something big. So you probably wouldn't want to show that.
I agree. I wouldn't.
I think it's kind of like the...
I'm glad he kept those to himself.
To me, it's like the last 3 episodes of Invincible season 3.
Oh, okay.
Like the power... this was like the Powerplex episode. Someone's gonna get that. And it's...
I don't.
Messing out.
No, I'm
messing
not.
Out. And... like, that's a great episode, but the last 3 are just amazing. So, I think the next 2 are going to be really good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're discussing the movie Him. Him came out 2 weeks ago? A week ago.
Five days?
Six days? Something like that. Director Justin Tipping. It's a horror, psychological thriller, sports drama. The runtime is relatively short, 96 minutes.
Yeah, that blew my mind away because I didn't know the runtime until like 20 minutes before we went to watch it. I checked it and saw on Letterboxd it was 96 minutes, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, relatively short. So, plot summary, Cameron Cade, a gifted but injured young football player, is given a second chance when iconic cornerback Isaiah White invites him to train at a secluded desert facility. With a combine looming, Cam is desperate to prove himself, but the training compound quickly reveals itself as a twisted place where reality blurs, control light tightens, and the price of greatness may be his soul, mind, and body. So I just kind of want to get your first thoughts, and then give my first thoughts, and then we'll just kind of go into it.
So
spoiler free.
Yeah. Right now. So I went into this with very low expectations because everyone had been giving it such low like ratings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think for that reason, the first two acts really shine for me. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the first two acts, but I think that's mainly because my expectations were so low that I was almost like, what's the point? And then the third act, didn't like it. It just felt so fast. And that's been a lot of issues for me, a lot of movies this year. A lot of third acts just been falling flat for me. Like Eddington kind of fell a little flat. Sinners was quick, even though I still enjoyed it. It was fast. Mickey 17, him, and I don't know. I mean, there's a few more. Like, I don't remember if the. Or Superman was a little quick, just a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like this year, third act's been a lot of it rushed.
Super rushed. Okay.
But, like, sitting on it, I now, once we get into, like, the spoilers, I do like the third act, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed this movie.
Okay.
But it does have a lot of issues. But a lot of those issues I almost just don't care about because mm-hmm. I just really enjoyed this.
Okay. Overall, I liked it. The meat of the movie, where everything kind of happens is really good and very keeps your attention fully. And then you kind of just notice a bunch of different things. For the beginning of the movie, I didn't like as I was watching it, but then when I thought back to it, I was like, okay, this was actually really enjoyable for me, but I absolutely hated the third act. Absolutely mm-hmm. hated it. So, yeah.
My biggest issue with the third act is I couldn't understand what they were going for. I just didn't understand why. And then I just was just so confused of why and was trying to find my own meaning behind it, and then trying to find out what their intentions were with it. And then I think I got it. Now I enjoy it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know what that is. So let's just kind of get into the spoiler part of this episode.
I would say I do think that this movie is worth watching. And because of what I think of the third act and overall what this movie kind of represents and what I think some of it means, mm-hmm. I think if you do like football, I don't think you'll like this movie. I think if you are a football fan, I don't think you'll like it.
No, not at all. Well, no.
I don't think you will, but yeah, I enjoyed this movie.
Football is kind of just like the idea of football is just kind of like a vehicle to get the actual plot through.
Yeah.
The actual movie. So like I think there was only like a few minutes of actual football ever being played. It's all just training and
like you see it in the first.
Actually, you don't even really no. Okay. Let's just get into it.
Okay, from now on, spoilers. Okay, you see football at the very beginning, and then you see them play. They're supposed to be going light, but then they just end up playing a very rough game of football.
But even then, it's not even really football. It's just training.
Yeah.
It's that, and even in the beginning, it wasn't when Cam's a kid and he's watching the TV. Like, they don't really show any football. It's all in the background, and you're just focused on Cam's face.
I think that as this a kid. I think this movie was meant to show, like, people how almost like deranged they kind of seem from a third point of view as a fan, mm-hmm. and the people who in char- who are in charge, how they can be twisted.
Yeah. Going through everything, like the whole movie, the beginning feels a little weird as you're watching it
for the first time. I don't really enjoy the movie until he goes to the camp.
Okay.
I do like the moment when he's sitting in the chair,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting a haircut, and then his staples get hit.
I feel that it did a really good job about making you feel the irritation that he's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You could, like, I was getting irritated.
It wasn't like a stereotypical, everything gets louder and louder, and then it's just abruptly stops by, like, him.
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
I did hate, I wish that they stuck with the original name of the movie, and it's a trivia question I have, so I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay.
And I hate how they kept saying him.
Okay. I think it's okay. So at the beginning when, you know, after the injury happens on the TV of Isaiah White, and then his dad is talking to Cam and kind of just giving him a life lesson pretty much.
I didn't like that scene.
Okay.
I didn't like the delivery.
I'm him?
I didn't like that. What his dad was saying just sounded so artificial.
It did. Yeah, I'll give you that. It did. It's pretty.
And that was a writing thing. I don't really think that was an acting thing.
Mm-mm.
It was just the dialogue just felt very unnatural.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense thinking back on it. But it still just didn't like sit well with me.
So, for me at least, all I could think about is I always have to bring up WWE. So when Cam is saying, I'm him, there's a WWE superstar, Carmelo Hayes, and that's his gimmick, is like, I'm him. And so whenever he's giving a promo, like a self-promo where he's like kind of advertising himself and like, oh, I'm going to win this or do that or whatever. At the end, he's always like, because I'm him. So that when he was doing that, that's all I could think about. I was like, Carmelo Hayes should actually be in this movie. Because that's his gimmick. But I liked when the kid version of Cam was saying, I'm him, because it felt very motivational.
Yeah.
And it kind of pushed you into the next part of the film.
I did not like him getting hit in the head. And then there was kind of like no explanation until the very last scene.
That's what I was talking about when I said, like, the first act is kind of hard to follow as you're watching it for the first time because of that specific part. Like, he gets hit in the head by some weird person in a weird costume.
But it's almost like they'd never go looking for this person. He just kind of mentions that it was a lunatic.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't really pick up on anything, like, after the fact.
It just kind of felt like he was like, oh, I got whacked in the head.
Yeah, which normally you would think that that's a big deal because it could ruin his chances of a career in professional mm-hmm. football. So I would have liked a little bit more of even like one line saying, oh, we have no idea where this person is. Like, there was no camera footage, nothing about that whatsoever. I think if they would have said, there's still no leads, but like if it was just like a detective coming to talk to him real quick, there's no leads. The footage of the football field, it doesn't actually show anything. It's fuzzy. It's, you know, whatever. Something along those mm-hmm. lines to kind of be like, okay, well, they haven't found whoever did it.
Same with, like, even the fans. Like, how they showed how, like, almost brainwashed mm-hmm. the fans seemed. It's almost surprising that, like, the fans didn't go hunting
for this
person.
Yeah, I agree with that. But he goes to the combine, which is a huge thing in football. It kind of prepares college to go to professional.
This is when it changed for me, because Marlon Wayans, like his first scene, like where we really get to like see him,
mm-hmm.
just completely just took over. And each scene that he had in this, I do think this is his best performance.
Yeah, I really liked him in this.
Yeah. I mean, he's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big comedy family,
mm-hmm.
and I these comedians, man, they can act. But he, like, every scene that he was in, for me, he just, like, took over completely.
I agree.
I don't know if it was a... Don't want to say it's a bad thing, because he was such a highlight of this movie. Mm-hmm. But Tarek Withers, he just... You could kind of... I guess it kind of built their relationship to kind of establish almost that, like... Isaiah White is still him. And then Cameron is just kind of... He's the next one. And then once Cameron finally becomes him, then he almost kind of takes over mm-hmm. for the story. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I didn't like the whole combine sequence after him, like, getting ready and, like, getting a haircut and stuff like that. I didn't like the way they were, like, his manager comes out and he's not doing the combine and things like that. I didn't like the delivery of it. I thought it felt out of place. Like, he's just not going to do the combine, and then we're just going to move on. And then you kind of see later, like, how he gets that phone call and he wants to be, Isaiah White wants him to come train with him for a week, which kind of puts me back on track. But for some reason that just didn't sit right with me, at the moment. Mm. But when the first scene, when he kind of gets there, immediately kind of feel tension.
Yeah.
And
you feel something is off, right? When you see those, like, fans outside.
Yeah. Something was definitely off, and it was like some weird culty type of demonic vibe. And what I really liked about this movie is the moments where there was no sound, like, not no sound, but no music playing in those tense moments. I feel like those are way more impactful than if you had some creepy sound happening. I like that so much better, and I wish more scary movies did that instead of just giving eerie you that sound or that music to kind of get you to that point of
anxiety.
And then something either happens or it doesn't happen. So I like the complete
silence.
And then just kind of you hear a few things here and there. On sound, though, the
sound design. I guess we can kind of, because there is so much that the sound, like, coincides with the cinematography so much that it's almost like you can't talk about one without talking about the other. Mm-hmm. Like the X-ray shots of his stitches or his staples, and like the cracking of, like, his brain. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it was.
There's one shot, I don't really get, like, grossed out by, like, anything, because I'm like, oh, that's just, like, it's just a pile of chicken or something, mm-hmm. or, like, any, like, sound design. But there's one shot, for some reason, where they just put Foley over when he blinks.
Yes.
And you hear, like, the wet sound. I was like, why?
That was really gross. And I agree. That was so weird for me.
I was
so,
like,
grossed out, but I think it worked for the movie itself. But yeah, I was so grossed out with just, like, the weird blinking, and then you hear, like, the wetness of his eyes blinking.
That was weird.
It was really weird. Yeah.
Although I love the X-ray shots.
Yeah. I thought there would be more.
There is one that I do have a problem with, and it's when they do break a camera rule here, known as the 180 rule. And I haven't seen anyone talk about this, but it's really confusing. And it's when they're playing, they start playing a lot, like, harder, mm-hmm. and they're, like, really hitting each other. And Cameron's getting ready to throw the football, and this guy's just charging at him. And then Cam just, like, ducks his head down and headbutts him. The camera switches sides on him. And from this whole sequence to us, Cameron is on the left. And the dude that gets hit and falls to the ground is on the left. So it flips sides. So you as the audience are like, oh, this is Cameron. Mm-hmm. And then once we finally, like, once it stops doing the X-ray thing, we see that he was the one that hit him.
Yes.
But
it was weird.
If they just kept it, they didn't break the rule, then it would have been like, oh, wow, that's crazy. But because you're confused for a second, you're almost, like, you don't really feel the impact of what he just did to that guy.
Yeah, I was very confused when
that. And I loved it when he goes like this, and then you see the cold line.
Yeah, the cold line, Yeah.
And you see the guy's brain rattle in his head?
Yeah, I was definitely confused in that sequence just because...
It's because they broke the 180 rule.
Yeah, because when he fell to the ground, I was like, oh, he's done. Cam's done. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how he's going to come back from this. And then they kind of get out of the x-ray mode, and then he's standing there. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What just happened? Because I thought... So the switching was weird, and I wonder if it was intentional or...
There's no way that the cinematographer intentionally or unintentionally broke that. I don't think that...
I want to know why they did that then.
Yeah.
Is it to confuse you?
I think it had to be to confuse you, or because, I mean, Shining does it in one scene in the bathroom. I'm not going to say which one it is in case you somehow haven't seen The Shining, but... They break the rule, but it works because it's unsettling, but it doesn't make it confusing. It just makes it unsettling.
Yeah.
And it works for that. But for this, it just doesn't.
I can see it working for the sense of they want the audience to kind of feel the reality blurred.
Yeah.
A little bit.
This is where we see Cameron start to break.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I do want to say the guy that keeps getting hit in the face with the football.
Yeah.
I think that was a metaphor for football fans, because he's not a part of the team, but he shows up willing to help out with anything.
Okay.
And he volunteers to do whatever he can. And then he just keeps taking these hits. Mm-hmm. And then he stands up. He literally walks away smiling.
Yeah. It's almost like
he's proud, but he doesn't step on the field for them. He has no connection with the team.
No.
Nothing nothing related. But he's willing to, die.
Yeah. Just, it would be, a fan of the New York Giants, the Bears, the Browns, all those teams that suck. And those fans are still hardcore fans for them, and they get beat up every single season. So, yeah, I like that. That was actually really good. One thing about that, though, that I didn't like is when you... The first time he gets really smacked in the face and he's holding his nose looks like it's pushed way up here. But then when after everything is finished and he kind of takes his hands away from what's happening, his nose is completely fine. Hmm. So I was like, okay, this dude's nose is going to be messed up because he hits him right there in the nose, right there in the bridge of the nose. And then, he's got cuts on the side of his face. He's got a couple teeth missing. I figured he might have a couple more teeth missing. I feel like they should have made it a little bit more gruesome because it just looked like he got beat up. Like, it wasn't that bad.
I do kind of going back to the x-ray scene, you see there's blood on the ground, but once it switches out of that, you don't see it. And I feel like that can be also some sort of metaphor that this compound was built on blood. Mm. Or something.
Okay.
And or there's not blood money, but
there is a ton of blood money in this movie.
But blood
must blood be spilled.
Blood is spilled everywhere, but you just can't see it with the right lens.
Mm. Okay. Interesting.
I don't know. That's kind of what I got from that.
Okay. That actually makes sense when you think about the ending.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the ending. Sleeves are getting rolled up for this.
Okay.
I think I figured it out.
Changed my mind about this ending because I hated it.
Okay. Isaiah White foreshadowed it. He told he told Cameron, don't be me, be better. Mm-hmm. Be you. Don't be the next me. He's like, be you. Don't be a mascot. But, so at the end, he's given the same opportunity that all those legends before him had. And so he'd just be following the next footsteps, be the next great, and then pass it off to the next great and the next great. But he makes the decision to, because he's almost like his child in this. And kind of like how the owner of the team has a Nepo baby. And he's like, oh, he's just getting this basically at this handout. And then so it's almost like this guy that has had to fight for it. And this guy hasn't. And then you have Marlon Wayne's character, Isaiah White, he's talking about how he was given this opportunity. Each goat prior was just handed the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But Cameron was the only one that really had to fight for it and go through all these trials and tribulations. And so he kills all of them because he doesn't want this handout. Because they're literally just offering it. So they're like, oh, you did all of this. Here's your handout. Mm-hmm. And he's almost like, you worked for all this. Here's your handout. And then he's like, I didn't. This is a quote I heard. I don't know why I thought that. He's kind of almost thinking, I didn't come this far just to come this far. Mm-hmm. And he kills all of them because he's like, I'm not going to accept a handout for everything I've gone through. I'm still going to work for being the best. And so he does it to continue to work hard and to kind of get rid of all the corruption from their team. Because their team is fully corrupt. They're selecting who's next.
Yeah.
And then they're all just passing it down to the next version of them, basically. Uh-huh. And he's kind of like, no, I'm restarting this. I'm putting it back into the good way. He's becoming the him or the goat because of... Whoa, I just kind of got lost for a second. He does it his own way. Because Isaiah White tells him to find it his own way and do it his own way. Don't be him. Mm-hmm. And he finds his own way. And by that is proving to everyone else that you still need to work hard. You can't just accept a handout for it.
I still don't like it. That didn't change my mind about it at all. I didn't like it. And there were a number of different reasons why I didn't like it. One, I think... the biggest thing for me was I was kind of disappointed, even though like it meant nothing for me particularly, but I kind of, at one point, I saw how this movie was going to end. Mm. And I thought that's where they were going. And the way I thought it was going to go was...
some sort of vampire stuff?
No, not necessarily, but like some type of demonic ritual where Isaiah White switches minds... with Cameron.
Get Out?
Sure.
Jordan Peele was a producer.
Yeah. So I thought like maybe Isaiah White has been the same goat throughout every iteration. And it's not really Isaiah White. Like it's Isaiah White, but like the mind is not Isaiah White. Mm-hmm. It's somebody else. And then Cam is just the next one in line. And that way he can continue, whoever this mind is, can continue playing. And that's where I thought it was heading, especially with the weird blood shots of Isaiah White, which I felt like they didn't really give any type of...
the blood shots?
Like
I think that was supposed to be it. A demonic twist on, like... I don't know. I've heard a lot of stuff that it could be, but I think that's supposed to be, like, the body of Christ, or the blood of Christ, mm-hmm. and how... like you accept, is it just supposed to be like a twisted version of that?
Okay. Yeah. I thought that's where it was going and it ended up not being that. So I was kind of disappointed, which is probably the biggest reason why I didn't like that, the ending. And I thought it was going to be really strong because we get like this, there's a lot of symbolism and there's a lot of references to stuff, religion, gladiators. There's a lot of gladiator stuff going on. So when they kind of...
a little too much foreshadowing in this movie.
Yes. I'll say that. And they kind of get to this moment where it's like the final two gladiators battle that out to the death.
That I think that is my biggest issue with the second act is they're spoon feeding the exposition and the like... the foreshadowing. They're just like throwing it at you.
Yeah. But it threw me off because it's not what I thought it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so like they started out really strong with that gladiator battle between the two of them. And then I think the dialogue in that was actually done really well and made a lot of sense. But then, you know, he beats him, Cam beats Isaiah, kills him. And I think it was kind of done in a little bit of over-the-top way. Like, he beats him twice with the helmet and then just starts punching him.
Yeah.
That was a little bit overdone for me. Like, I think he could have at least hit him one more time with the helmet and be done. not hit him twice with a helmet and then hit him 5-6 times with fists. But then when he heads out through the tunnel, like it was said earlier, like you head out into the tunnel and then it just kind of gets campy for me.
He says the darkness, like one of the best feelings is the going out from the dark tunnel into the bright light.
Yeah. I think at that point it becomes a little campy for me. I kind of wish it would have just ended right there. And then especially like when he walks out and then you kind of see the front angle of him and then the backdrop looks really
pastel
weird.
Paint-like.
Yeah. And then definitely look fake, very yeah. CG-ish. And it didn't look good to me. And then you just see Isaiah White's wife who's in this weird, just looks weird. Like she just looks weird. Mm-hmm. And then
that crystal thing was weird at the beginning. She's like holding the crystals.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Weird. That was weird. But at that point it just kind of becomes campy, like, oh, sign the thing. And then he doesn't want to. And then the owner's like freaking out at that point. Like I'm okay with it at the way everybody's getting killed. Mm-hmm. It's over the top, definitely with the blood, but I liked it.
I think that was a call to Kill Bill. Like, when the bride, the mother, Beatrice Kiddo, whatever you want to call her, when she is fighting the crazy 88 and she like cuts that first dude's head off, the blood sprays exactly like that.
Up top?
Yeah. Yep. Up the top, over the top, up the top, everywhere. Even the sound design was very similar. Mm-hmm. I immediately was like, I think that's just a call to that.
I think that was probably the only part that I was like, this was actually really cool.
It's also a sword.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Him throwing the sword was dumb.
That was a little weird.
It was dumb. Like, yeah. He just like throws it and it just goes straight into his back.
Oh, and then when it hits the guy, it looked terrible.
Yes, it did. Yes.
It just looked like a PNG that they're warping. Mm-hmm. It's weird. But I do think when he fights Isaiah White, it's understood that this is a like hand-to-hand combat brawl. But again, going to the find your own way, he finds his own way to win. And I guess that kind of goes along with the third act and kind of what they're trying to explain there is that he's finding his own way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like why the third act, because the issue, if your third act has an issue, it's most likely because something is wrong with your first and second act. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they spoon fed the way too much exposition. So in the third act, when it's all up for interpretation, it throws you off.
Okay.
But I feel like that fight was also just showing how he found his own way to overcome this. And I feel like this whole movie is just a big metaphor that is surrounded by so many other metaphors. And I feel like you can interpret that like how you want. That's why I think I like this movie so much, is because it'll leave you with questions. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, like, I've just been thinking about this movie since we watched it.
Yeah.
So I love movies that do that, and this one does that for me. Even though I have gripes with a lot of it, I did enjoy this, and I like, shockingly, how thought-provoking, I guess, it is. Because of, and I feel like the themes and the metaphors or whatever are there, is just the execution wasn't quite right. Mm-hmm. But I almost just kind of don't care. I just really enjoyed this.
Yeah, I really liked how this movie looked. Everything. Up until like the end where there's some weird spots. But everything looked really good.
Oh, when he starts training with Isaiah on day two. Or it might have been day one. When they're first like just kind of throwing the ball around.
Yeah.
It looked like an Under Armour hype video or like an Under Armour.
Yes, it
like,
did, yeah.
Like merge with something. Like it just looked like a
promo. Just like an indoor.
A sports
facility,
promo.
Yeah, an indoor sports and I was complex. Like,
that's a smart idea. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. And one thing I really liked is when, and I said it to you while we were watching it, I was like, when Isaiah kept saying, I'm going to go watch tape. I'm going to go watch tape. You didn't, like, it felt like you didn't either understand what I was saying or like,
I knew what you were saying.
You were like, okay, sure.
I thought it was He's probably doing some weird blood ritual or something.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to go watch my old tapes.
It just reminded me of American Psycho when Patrick Bateman's just like, I'm going to return some videotapes.
Yeah.
But we never see it happen.
Right.
When he
But we do see him watch tape.
Yeah.
Because it's the big screen with the fans around it that looks like an eyeball. Superman. Yeah.
Yes. When he's it was watching weird. The footage of his parents.
Yeah. It was weird, but it looked really good. Because especially all the fans, like, they come together, their hands kind of come together, and then it's like an eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, the all-seeing eye. Yeah. And I like that a lot. We both said it at one point, and it was the ice and the ice bath.
Okay. The ice and the ice bath, that was the... Okay, anytime you see someone take an ice bath, they're dipping their face in ice. Ice is not real. Ice melts under hot lights, and
It doesn't transfer well.
And it's cold. Yes. So
plus, they're probably going to have to do multiple takes.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to melt, and nobody wants to just keep filling up the ice.
So, I mean, usually it's basically literally the same thing that they use for glass. Sometimes they'll do like a silicone-y type thing or rubber. Sometimes plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But this one just looked bad. And there's way too much.
It was very obvious. And especially like when Cam kind of lifts his arm up and the ice just is like just stuck to him like that. Like ice isn't going to do that. It's going to slide down because it's melting off of your warm skin.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially in an ice bath.
Yeah. And like the ice cubes were just so large.
Yeah. Also, I don't know how I've never seen anyone that calm in an ice bath.
No.
You and I could not be that calm in an ice bath.
No.
I know Dad wouldn't.
No, we would be stuttering. And
did you ever do one? An ice bath? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have a cold plunge.
Yeah. I've done it a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. We have a cold plunge. None of us have acted that calm.
No. No.
Actually, maybe Mom.
I would say if you do it a bunch of times, you could definitely, I could see it being.
I mean, that's what that was supposed to mean, but like still no one's going to be just that nonchalant about it.
Yeah. I don't think that was my issue. The issue was like the
also how long he was in there. It was kind of understood that he's been in there for like 10-ish minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to do that.
Yeah, no. And like specifically the ice, like one, it was very large. Two, it looked like it was like sticking to him and not, you know, it's like water. But then when ice hits the water, it kind of clears out after a while. So this one, it was still like the ice cubes were cloudy and just kind of stayed that way. So I think it would have been better if they used more like a clear plastic. And the same point would have been across. Mm-hmm. He's in an ice bath. I mean, they even told him, go take an ice bath. Or I wanted to take an ice bath or something like that. So, yeah, that was weird. Another thing that I really liked was in the sauna. And they're both in it. And then he leaves because he's like, I'm going to go watch some tape. And
that's a good scene between them.
Yeah. The
exchange.
Yeah, that exchange was really good. But I think what I liked better was the second he lays down and then something like the crazy fan that we see at the beginning of
him.
The
Harley Quinn looking one.
Yeah. He just kind of slowly comes out from under it.
It reminded me of Weapons when Alex's mom. Wow. I don't know how I remembered that kid's name. Alex's mom is walking out of the house with like the shears like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird. It was very. And then she attacks him, and like he moved quick too.
Yeah.
To just get up and then totally just push her down and start choking her out. And then.
And then Isaiah White comes out of nowhere and then kisses her and then just throws her. That was
so weird. And then, he just kind of like, just it looked like he lightly shoved her and then she just flew all the way back.
Yeah.
Which I didn't care. Like, I didn't like all that much, but I can see where it comes from with the psychedelic
it was a weird vibe of
the whole movie.
Because he was almost proud and he treated her like she was just another sacrifice for the cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was he was like, thank you for sacrificing yourself.
Yeah. But then the next day,
he's like, oh, who are you talking about? And he goes, oh, that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which was kind of weird to me. And also, it was not even touched on, like, the person in the mascot get shot and nobody's like batting an eye about it. Like not even Cam.
It's like
batting
in the trailer.
Okay.
But they cut it out. It's weird. There's a shot where they like take the mask off of the person.
Oh, really? Oh, maybe I'll go rewatch that. It was strange.
Huh? Yeah.
It was like at that point you can kind of see like Cam is already losing it.
Yeah, Cam is kind of like understands like you do have to sacrifice.
Yeah, he's getting numb to everything. Like his old self is not really
like
there.
He almost just killed that woman without even thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would hope that if a psycho is coming at you like that, then that's should be your response. Yeah. But yeah, it was so weird. That whole sequence. I really didn't like how he pushed the fan and she flew across the sauna and smacked her head and immediately started bleeding. I didn't care for that part. But that whole sequence was creepy and I think it worked overall.
I really liked the music in this. I don't know about you.
I did too.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable. I do wonder, this is the one thing that I've been thinking about the most. What if Jordan Peele if he won the bid for this script, what he would have done with this and what his vision would have looked like? Because there was a bidding war with who was going to buy the script and he lost and he was very upset about it. But I want to know what his vision for this would have looked like. I think it would have been so much more
creepy,
not simplified, but I don't think the cinematography would have been similar at all. I think it would have been more like a Get Out type. Mm-hmm. I feel like he would kind of go back to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll get an interview.
Because I can definitely see the story. I can see how this could be a Jordan Peele story.
Mm-hmm.
But how it was executed was very, very different.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, overall, I think it was done very well.
You want to do trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go first?
Yeah.
You got your questions?
Yep. What do the staples in Cam's skull...
Football.
What about the football?
The laces.
Okay, yeah. You don't play sports. You don't play football.
No, wrestled.
Yeah, you were much of a ball thrower.
I can throw football pretty good.
Yeah.
I can kick a football really good. But I'm an MMA combat sports person.
Yeah. What does the isolated training compound symbolize within the story?
It's kind of a broad question.
Mm-hmm.
What does it symbolize in the story?
Yeah.
Like
you've said it a couple times. You've said it a couple times.
Like the compound or like the people in the compound or
just the overall, like think of the second and third act mainly.
Like greed?
No. It's
the elite?
No. Think of like demonic rituals and what happens in those demonic rituals usually.
Sacrifices.
Yeah. Yeah, sacrifice. Psychological purgatory or a place of transformation / sacrifice.
Okay.
So, which I think they kind of hit the...
They hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
They also hit...
They hit Cam on the head.
Once or twice.
Yes.
And with a hammer.
With a hammer.
Wow. They hit Cam on the head.
Yep. All right. The film draws comparisons between sports training and what type of extreme practice?
What, Satan worship? Is that
almost
not far? Okay?
Almost, but not really. You're on the right line. So,
I'm smelling what you're stepping in.
Yeah, smelling what the rock's cooking.
This is football.
The Rock played football for the University of Miami. And he owned a football league. Or had a hand in a football league.
I have no idea.
Religious ritual or cult indoctrination?
I said ritual.
Half point? Yeah, you said satanic ritual, not religious ritual. So,
okay. How many questions is that? Two?
That was three.
Okay. You want to just do three?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the original working title of Him? If you think about it, I feel like you can get it pretty easily. Don't think about it too hard. What is the other word?
I want to say goat.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's goat. I almost wish that they stuck with goat.
No. I actually like the name Him as the title. Mm-hmm. But goat made more sense because Him is only said a couple times. Goat is the common theme throughout him the entire is said movie. A lot too. It doesn't... I don't want to say it doesn't have any meaning, but it doesn't have as much meaning as goat for this movie. It's like goat kind of has the one on one side, you got the greatest of all time. On the other side, satanic rituals.
Yeah.
And weird culty ritual stuff and sacrificing. And
the mascot for the football team was goat.
Yeah. So like goat would have made more sense for the movie, but I think it would have been too obvious. So like Him is kind of left up for you to kind of think about, like kind of entice you to watch the movie a little bit more rather than goat. So yeah.
Do you think you're Him?
No.
Okay. This one is, it's not going to count. I don't know why this is on here. I'm not going to count this as one of your questions, but it was the IMDb title code for Him. TT20990442.
I don't even know what that means.
I think that's just like what it's labeled as on IMDb. Like if you look up IMDb TT.
But hold up. I have IMDb pulled up. I wonder if it'll just say it somewhere.
It's kind of like, you know how colors have a hex code?
Okay, yeah.
I feel like this is IMDb's like movie code for it.
Okay, I don't see it on here, so.
Go to Google and type in IMDb TT.
Hold up. IMDb space?
Yeah.
TT.
20 20 99 99 0 4 0 4 4 2 4 2
Is it?
Okay.
Him.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, it does work.
Okay.
That was a weird question. Who would know that?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone would know that. Any. I feel like it's a little weird.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
True or false? Him is based on a novel or an earlier film?
I feel like true is too obvious. I would say false.
False. It's an original film.
Yeah.
Which I wonder if this will be nominated. I feel like it has to be nominated for something. Come award season.
Yeah, maybe.
Will it be nominated for the screenplay? Maybe. Mm. Best original screenplay? Because the screenplay, I'm sure, is great.
I don't think so.
But the... What is... Okay, I do like the tagline of this, but...
Sound design. I think it could be a good runner for sound design.
I can see that. Or visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the tagline of this movie?
What do you mean?
Like the tagline. Like Superman was like, look up. The original Superman was, you'll believe a man can fly. Like each movie has like a tagline.
It doesn't have one.
It does.
What?
You're gonna love him.
Oh. Yeah, I would never have gotten that.
I'm pretty sure Letterboxd, if you go like on the movie, the first thing that is above the description is the tagline.
Oh, let me see.
So the closer you look, the less you see. Let's go with seven. I feel like seven. Yeah, seven is just all the deadly sins. The Big Short. This is a true story. All right. It's a weird headline.
Where is it?
Right below where it says trailer, there's a thing in all caps.
Yeah. This, for him, it says, greatness demands sacrifice.
Well, one of us is wrong.
Well, Letterboxd says greatness demands sacrifice.
Line. Okay, wait. What? That says the tagline for this is no guts, no glory. What?
Maybe there's multiple because, I mean, those, all three of those are all major.
Okay, there's. It says it. It is too broad to find a single tagline.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe there's multiple because can a film have multiple taglines?
Yeah.
I never really paid attention to the taglines, so I don't know.
Some movies got some really funny taglines. Yeah, this one says, "Find your way to greatness. Don't be me. Be better."
Okay.
Death Proof is funny. A Crash Course in Revenge.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure Jarhead's got a funny one letterboxed. Welcome to the Suck.
I actually like that because in the Army, they always tell you embrace the suck. So that's kind of, it's like a through, like a major tagline in the Army as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's in the Marine Corps.
Same difference. I was in the Army, so that's how I could only speak for the Army.
Oh.
Marines eat crowns.
You worked in a restaurant too?
No.
Oh. Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, not in the Army, I didn't.
Oh, the Queen of the Ring has a good one.
What?
How far would you go for a dream? I feel like this also fits for him.
It does, yeah.
Ooh, I wonder if Balls of Fury has a similar one. A huge comedy with tiny balls.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah,
It's a good one, though.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
So how do you think this compares to other horror movies that have come out this year? Do you think it's on par, subpar?
So, two horror movies that I've watched this year, Weapons and Sinners.
I do. Okay, there is a weird thing every time we go to that theater. Every movie that we watch at that theater is a weird, mind-bending thing. We've only seen three.
Technically, we've seen four.
Four?
Yeah, we watched Craven.
Yeah.
We got our tattoos.
Wait, what was the other one that we watched there?
Oh, I didn't think you were... What movies have we watched there?
Weapons. Him.
Oh, okay.
And Craven.
I didn't think you were thinking about Craven.
No, I thought about that.
Okay.
I said Craven because that just hurt my brain to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It was terrible.
Okay, yeah. I didn't think you were talking about Craven. But yes, that is weird. I mean, it's a weird theater altogether. I mean, nobody was there when we went.
Yeah, the theaters look like the back rooms.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Are we going to go watch the back rooms there?
What's the back rooms?
The A24 film directed by the 19-year-old?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
If they should probably have it, but...
I feel like it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie we're going to watch next. Oh, Smashing Machine.
Smashing Machine. Do you want to go see One Battle After Another?
Is that the Leonardo DiCaprio one?
Yeah.
I did.
Or Roofman.
I'd be more inclined to watch Roofman. The other one, Leonardo DiCaprio one, I did want to watch it until yesterday.
We saw the trailer?
Yeah. I need to watch that part, that specific trailer again. Cause I don't want to say what I thought I might see because I don't want to be wrong. But there might be something in there that I think is weird. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
That made me... Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I don't want to watch this movie. So I don't think I want to watch it. But the first time I saw the trailer, it was a different trailer.
Mm.
And I actually did want to see
it. The trailer did throw me off because they were both very different.
Yeah.
I've seen two or maybe three trailers, and they were all,
yeah,
I have no idea.
I've seen two. I've seen the first trailer that came out, and then I seen the one yesterday. And either there's going to be way too much back and forth, or there's... Like the movie's gonna be, because all they really showed was like a specific part, like time frame of this movie,
mm-hmm.
and then like
I didn't realize that there was a time jump.
Yeah,
until that trailer.
Yeah,
that
exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I was kind of thrown off, and I was like, I don't know.
But I do want to go see it because it is a Paul Thomas Anderson.
Okay.
PTA.
Okay. So. Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, compared to other horror movies this year. I feel like it stands up. I feel like a lot of the horror movies we've gotten this year are more thought-provoking than years prior.
Yeah, Sinners. I was trying to think if there's any other horror movies that I watch. Sinners, Weapons, and then this one. And if I just go off of those three, Sinners is completely above both of them. or all three of them. And then weapons is kind of up there.
I put this one over weapons for my enjoyment. But sinners is still
above those no, two. No, I think I like weapons better as far as an enjoyment standpoint and kind of keeping me invested the entire time. I'm not saying him didn't keep me invested. Like, there was a lot that I really, really, really enjoyed about this movie. Mm-hmm. But weapons, I think, overall for me was better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sinners, though, takes the cake out of all three of those.
Yeah. Brian Coogler.
By far.
Brian Coogler did a great job.
Yeah.
Really excited to see what he does next.
Yeah. I want another one of those type of movies.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think we hit everything on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're going to... I think I'm probably going to go watch it again next
week. I won't watch it in theaters now.
I think I'll watch it again in theaters probably next week-ish.
Mm. We're not going to be here next week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be in Colorado.
I might go watch it Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
I don't think I'll watch it in theaters. What'd you rate this movie?
Okay. Immediately after, I gave it 2.5. I knew I liked it a lot. I just didn't really... I just had, like, critiques with it. But I really liked what they were going for. And today, I changed it to a 3. And although how much I do really enjoy this movie and like it a lot, I just can't put anything higher than a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like fully just critiquing everything. Yeah, it's a... 2.5. I could see a 1.5, but because of like my enjoyment, because I try to think of it from a critic score and an audience, like just a general audience, and like my how I feel as watching as an audience, mm-hmm. I have to put it a little higher.
Yeah, I give it 2.5. I don't think I'm gonna change it. I think the ending just kind of.
Although I don't know what it is. This movie's just. Weird. I do feel like
I like the weirdness of it though.
Yeah. Like I really do like this movie.
Yeah.
But I almost don't want it to be better because I'm fine with how it is.
Mm.
But yeah. I really don't think this movie was made for football fans. I think it was made against football fans.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah, because some football fans are just
intense. Which is weird, because the whole marketing aspect was like, this is a football movie
for
people to go in to watch. But I'm a combat sports person.
Yeah.
So I didn't really...
I like sports entertainment. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could give it more than a 2.5. And I think my biggest thing was the third act. Just it didn't sit right with me, and I feel like
it's going to be rushed on a rewatch. Like it's just going to fly by.
Yeah, I do think so too. I mean, it's a short runtime anyway. But yeah, anything else?
Mm-hmm. That's everything. Friday's episode. Are we? Actually, never mind. You can see all of our social media and stuff in the top of the description. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
I had a quote pulled up for this one, but there's a lot of, this movie does have a lot of good quotes, but what are you willing to sacrifice?